Chapter 6, Reading, pages 95 and 96.
An exhibition of some of the paintings of Vincent van Gogh will open at the Cultural Centre next week. Here, art critic Lawrence Liu reviews van Gogh's life and work. The Vincent van Gogh Exhibition. Don't miss it.
Van Gogh is probably the world's most famous painter. Does he deserve such a reputation? In 1990, a Japanese businessman paid $82 million, a world record for one of his works. That might have made him laugh. In fact, it would probably make him sad and angry. He wanted people to see his paintings, not to lock them inside bank buildings. Certainly, he was not a success in his lifetime. Although he produced more than 800 paintings, he sold only one, for about $80. No gallery showed his work during his life. Few people had heard of him. After his death in 1890, his fame developed slowly, but never stopped growing. He was born in the Netherlands in 1853, the son of a priest. As a young man, he tried many different jobs. He worked in an art dealer's company, but disliked it and left. He went to England and became a language teacher. But he was always looking for some deeper purpose in his life. Next, he turned to religion. He worked as a missionary among the poor in Belgium, but quarreled with his superiors and abandoned that career. Finally, he decided to become a painter. For the rest of his life, he depended on the financial support of his brother Theo, the only person who believed in Van Gogh's ability. For 10 years, from 1880 to 1890, Van Gogh produced his best paintings, until sadly, he took his own life. It would be easy to say that he was mad. He was a difficult man, arguing with many people. After one quarrel, in late 1888, he was so upset that he cut off part of his own ear and gave it to a young girl. It is impossible to know what he was thinking then. We definitely know that he spent a year in a mental hospital, from 1889 to 90. And yet, for most of this time, he was completely sane. We know this because he wrote hundreds of letters to Theo, expressing his ideas and his work, and these letters show the clarity of his thinking. But to return to the question I raised earlier, yes, in my opinion, he deserves the fame he now possesses. I certainly admire his work tremendously. His paintings are realistic, not abstract. And yet they are not like photographs. His style is rough, and he paints with bright colors and thick strokes. The strong feelings inside his head are visible in his paintings. Even when his subjects are flowers, trees, or the sky, they are paintings full of powerful, honest emotions. The emotions which finally killed him. We are undoubtedly lucky to have the chance to view these masterpieces. Van Gogh exhibitions are very rare. Thousands of people will want to come to this, the cultural event of the decade. You may have to spend hours in the queue, but don't miss this chance. The paintings might not come this way again for many years. Integrated Skills, page 100 combining information. 2. Exercise A. Listen to this conversation and take brief notes.
On the art scene. And now here's Larry to tell us about what's on at the Cultural Centre next month.
Thanks, Jill. Well, as usual, there's a feast of culture in store for us, with something for everyone. We're all looking forward to the return of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It was founded in 1881 and has become one of the most famous orchestras in the world. Its present conductor is Seiji Ozawa. They'll be giving 4 performances, and I'm sure there'll be a huge demand for those tickets.
Yes, I know. I'll be trying to get some. And what else is coming? Will there be any dance performances?
Yes. The City Dance Company will be putting on a very interesting show under the heading Chinese Classical Dance, Past and Present. They are doing 5 traditional dances, but at the same time they will be showing modern versions of the same dances. So you will have the old and new dances side by side.
Well, that sounds really fascinating. Now, Larry, a lot of art can be a bit boring for young kids, if we're honest about it. Is there anything coming which will be of interest to children?
Yes, there are 2 excellent attractions. There's the City Children's Choir, always a great favourite. Do you know the choir was founded back in 1969, and it's probably one of the top children's choirs in the world? Every year the choir tours around the world, winning lots of friends for our city. The programme this year includes both traditional and modern works, from Western and local composers. So it's going to be a show which appeals to young and old.
And the other attraction for children?
Well, the other attraction is the Hungarian Puppet Theatre from Budapest. This is a very famous puppet company. The puppets are very colourful and funny. They act out exciting children's stories, and there are lots of witches and monsters and things. So this should be excellent for the younger children especially.
Will there be a language problem there for children?
No, because they are doing the puppet shows in both English and Chinese.
At the same time?
No, I mean some shows will be in English and some in Chinese.
Oh, I see. Well, that all sounds like a most exciting schedule of things to look forward to. And I'm sure...
Exercise B. Listen to this conversation and make changes and corrections to the program.
Hello, John. Before you start work, can you just check your program because there are a few mistakes and changes and things to add to it? Have you got your program ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Right. Well, first, some more of the events are now fully booked. On November the 17th, the Boston Symphony Orchestra is completely booked, so write full next to the tickets at 420 yuan. And they're also booked out for the 18th, so write full next to the 320 yuan tickets.
So there are no more seats available for the Boston Symphony Orchestra at all?
That's right. Now, on the 20th of November, all the 70 yuan tickets have been sold for the puppet theatre.
The 70 yuan tickets?
Yes, but there are still some 100 yuan tickets.
Now, a couple of the times are wrong.
On the same day, the puppet theatre starts at 4 o'clock, not 3 o'clock. And on the 19th, the City Dance Company's performance starts at 8:15, not at 8.
Right. I've got that. Anything else?
Just one more point. On the 17th, the puppet theatre show is in Chinese, not in English. That's all.
Speaking. Page 105. A. Giving your opinion. When you are giving your opinion about something, think carefully and give your ideas in a sensible way. Here are some useful words and phrases that you can use. Introducing your opinion.
I think that. I believe that. I feel that. Personally, I... It seems to me that. In my opinion. In my view.
referring to other people's opinions.
Some people think that. Some people believe that. Some people feel that. A few. Many people. It is said that.
Agreeing and disagreeing.
Yes, I strongly agree with you. Yes, I agree with that idea. I'm sorry, I don't really agree.
Term progress file. A. Listening. Page 109. Listen and change the two advertisements as instructed.
Advertisement A.
Hello, City Times, classified advertisements.
Hello, this is Mark Turner. I had an advert in the for sale section last week, and I paid for it to appear again this week, but I want to make some changes.
Mark Turner? Ah, yes, I have it. What are the changes?
Well, first, can you change the time from a.m. to p.m.? It should be 6 p.m. I've been getting phone calls early in the morning, and it's driving me mad.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Yes, we'll certainly change that for you.
Good. Now please delete the fax machine and the rattan chairs. I've sold them.
Right. Anything else?
Yes. Can you reduce all the other three prices by 50%? Cut them in half. I'm leaving soon, and I want to sell all my stuff.
Right. I'll do that for you, Mr. Turner.
Good. Thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Advertisement B.
I want to produce another advertising leaflet to try and attract some more customers. Have you got a copy of the last one we used?
Yes, I have one here, boss.
Right. We can just change some of the details. Change the time of happy hour so it's from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
4 till 9 p.m.
Right. And change the name of the group. The Romano Four have gone. Bored with them. We've got a new group called the Green Lizards.
Green what?
Lizards. L-I-Z-A-R-D-S.
Green Lizards. Okay. Anything else?
Yes. We're not promoting beer now. I've got a lot of cheap white wine, so let's try that. Change beer to white wine. Same price, though.
What about two free beers?
Change it to two free glasses of white wine.
Is that all?
Yes. Get that printed, and we'll give the leaflets out to tourists. It ought to bring in some more customers.
Right, I'll do that, boss.
That's the end of Oxford English Higher Din. Student's book, Senior High, 2B.